Well, it appears this election campaign has taken a dark turn. National has released an attack ad aimed at Labor's tax policy called Let's Tax This. In response, it appears Jacinda Ardern has lost her relentless positivity.
The ongoing lies, the mistruth, and the desperation. I think this campaign should be about what we do to tackle the crisis that we've been left with.
On top of that, Gareth Morgan has released his own ad urging voters to stop Peters and a government from the past. Political marketing expert Dr. Edward Elder is with me. And Doctor, morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you see in this? Just part of politics?
Yeah, I think it's part of sort of the desperation of both parties to a degree, and the fact that it is so close, sort of similar to what we saw in about 2005.
You think it'll get worse? I mean, both parties are attack-driven, are they?
I think it really depends on what polls come out the next, you know, early next week.
These attack ads, though, to clarify, are not unusual in a political campaign, are they?
No. Even in New Zealand, where things are normally a little bit more sort of cordial, in both cases, I think it's sort of part of the course that while they're attack ads, there is almost a sort of blunting of the instrument with the kind of silliness of it to a degree.
Do they work, these attack ads?
They can do it. It depends on if they sort of play on a existing fear or concern that the public has about the opposition. They can backlash, though, in the sense that you can sort of present yourself as the opposition in waiting, looking like, you know, you're just attacking what will be the inevitable government.
What do you think the problem here was for Labor and their response? Jacinda Ardern said that Nash was desperate and liars. How do you think that will play out?
It's hard to tell. At the moment, it doesn't look like it's working, just because of the fact that what we're seeing in the polls is that it seems to be playing on a fear that people do have. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens in the next week or so.
Do you think National's attack on the tax was fair and above board? Because there is this perception, I think it's beyond a perception actually, they are vague about the capital gains tax policy. Do you believe the attack ad was fair and reasonable?
It's fair in the sense that there is vaguity. I mean, you could say it's hypocritical because of what happened 9 years ago, but in the context of what's happening right now, I guess you'd say it is.
Thank you. What do you make of Gareth Morgan? He's attacking Winston Peters, that he's racist, xenophobic, all those sorts, homophobic, all those sorts of things. Is that going to work for him, do you think?
It could do. Again, looking back to an older election, I think it's sort of similar, but a bit more harsh to what we saw with United Future taking on the Greens in 2002, in the sense you're looking at a party that might be sort of suggesting we're a bit more of a stable alternative.
All right, thank you. That is Dr. Edward Elder, a political marketing expert.